Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How about that for a combination? Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone, yes, the very swift Maggie Gray, the very intelligent Andrew Perloff with you for the next 3 hours. It is Maggie and Perloff. Welcome on in. Get comfortable.
I had a pretty decent 20-yard shuttle time.
Oh, yeah. Is your short area quickness? Is that what they call it?
Exactly. My 40 time is very slow, but I'm quick. My vertical, not good.
I like that you're slow in the 40, but you're quick, like cat-like or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm mentally quick. I did take the Wunderlic. I told you this. I got a 41 without practicing, but I think I could get a 50 if I did it again.
Wow, look at you. Humble brag on the Wunderlic test. Well, congratulations, my friend. You've arrived.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're on the radio right now. Nobody cares what our shuttle time is. We should be smart, intelligent sports talkers, well, like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who went to Harvard.
I think my claim to fame, huge hands. That's what I have. I'd be an amazing quarterback now. Just kidding.
That is the only metric I care about when it comes to draft time, is hand size, because that's the only thing that we can really tell from a quarterback. He's got 8.5-inch hands. I don't want him on my team.
Small hands, Maggie and Perloff. We got a stacked show for you today. Later on this hour, CBS Sports lead announcer, the one and only Jim Nance, will join us later on in the show, coming off of back-to-back games that he called that were just ridiculous. The end of the Cowboys 49ers game, obviously, and then we just saw the end of the Chiefs-Bills game. He's going to be on Chiefs and Bengals this Sunday.
Now, you're aware that he was just calling the Bills game. You're not going to yell at him because the Bills lost.
Well, it's not his fault.
Right.
Yes, that the Bills were in a prevent defense with 13 seconds left to go, didn't squib kick the whole thing. No, I'm not going to blame Nance for that. Nance is a gem. He's America's dad or uncle or more successful stepdad. I don't know. Nance is something. He's a national treasure is what he is. And then, of course, a little bit later in the program, Mike Lombardi, Odyssey NFL insider, is going to join us with all these GMs and coaches getting hired. The perfect man to talk to today. But we got to start with something that I know is really making you kind of borderline angry. You don't get mad often.
Oh, I'm furious.
It's radiating off of you.
No. Okay. Sean Payton. He stepped down yesterday, had a six-hour press conference.
Yeah, still going on.
You know, he quoted Ted Lasso. It was a feel-good moment, but nobody could just enjoy the Sean Payton taking a step away from the game, evaluating his life. Why did it have to be about one thing? I want to hit the against the grain music early.
Wow.
Go for it.
302.
Against the grain.
Tell you what's against the grain. Starting the show off with against the grain.
Yeah. Does the volume go way up on the against the grain sounder? I feel like it's blowing me out of my chair.
That's called Stew's special sauce.
Okay. Sean Payton barely steps off the podium before everyone in the NFL media starts linking him to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know Payton was an assistant there. People assume it's a matter of time before he returns, right? Mike McCarthy's not doing the job. But I don't think this has anything to do with Sean Payton. Mm-hmm. I just think we take any chance we can to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I think the people in Bristol, Connecticut at ESPN have an order. Get the Cowboys in there. So the dude, after so many years in New Orleans, so many accomplishments, no one's talking about the Saints. Remember the Saints? Everyone's talking about the Cowboys. I don't see it. You know, maybe in a couple years, but let's let the guy relax. Let's let him be Ted Lasso, feel good about things. The fallacy here, Maggie, is that the Cowboys have a Super Bowl roster and all they need is a little Sean Payton and they'll get the Lombardi Trophy.
One step away.
We always do this. We overrate Cowboys players, just like we overrate Notre Dame players, just like we overrate New York Yankees. It's the star on the helmet. It's not the players. And if you're Sean Payton, I assume you want some control moving forward. So tell me a team where you have less control than Dallas, where the Joneses are running the show. I understand, yes, he definitely could return. I had Mike McCarthy probably on the hot seat. But this whole idea that they're going to fire McCarthy tomorrow and then bring in Sean Payton is obviously not true, because Sean Payton, I saw a relaxed man, a guy who wants to hit the beach, a guy who wants to be in TV, guy who could be the next Bill Cowher, someone we assume would always go back to coaching, but could be so good at TV that he stays there forever. So stop penciling him into the Cowboys. Stop bringing in the Cowboys like I am doing right now.
Yeah, wow. I can tell you're angry. I mean, this is rare. Perloff starting off the show with an against the grain. You're mad. I mean, this is different for you and I. I completely disagree. I think you're overthinking this one. Yes, the media loves to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. To me, this is one place where the media actually doesn't have any blame here. The reason why Sean Payton and the Cowboys have been linked together so often is because of this never-ending love fest between Jerry Jones and Sean Payton. I mean, that's where this is coming from. He wasn't even assistant for very long. He came with Parcells in 2003. He was the Saints head coach by 2006. So it's not like he had this Jason Garrett-like run, you know, where he's in the building for a decade. No, nothing like that. There's a mutual admiration that's always existed between these two sides. And he's been linked to the Cowboys on so many occasions, you know, for moving his family to like a Dallas suburb to other things. Like, I think this is the one where the media should get a pass. I think the real story is that Jerry Jones has an affinity for Sean Payton. He has trust in Sean Payton. If you were to take the temperature of the truth serum with Jerry Jones and you really ask, do you trust Mike McCarthy is going to win you a Super Bowl? I think the answer would be no, and he trusts Sean Payton. So I think that's where this is coming from. The media can get blamed for a lot of things. I don't think this is one of them.
So you just said it. The media has linked Sean Payton and Jerry Jones together countless times in the past. And correct me if I'm wrong, how many times has Sean Payton taken that job?
Well, none, but they have very publicly like had these very heartwarming, tender moments.
I know I have heard all those.
Crashing each other's interviews, the story that Peter King wrote about years ago about the time at the Combine where they left a note each other at the famous steakhouse in Indianapolis, and just like all these fun things.
And yet, Sean Payton has never been the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Can you buy any of what he was saying yesterday, that he wants to walk away from the game and contemplate things and his future is wide open and he's excited about it? Why do we immediately have to pencil him in as the Dallas Cowboys head coach?
Well, I'll ask America, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Do you think Sean Payton's going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? Because I sure as hell do. I don't think it's going to be now. I think it's going to be a year where Sean Payton is out of coaching. And if Mike McCarthy doesn't take the Dallas Cowboys literally to the Super Bowl, I think that's the only thing that saves him next year. I know that sounds maybe a little harsh, but hell, the Cowboys had Super Bowl aspirations going into this year and before Dak Prescott got hurt even last year. So
they were a 4-12 team last year. How could they possibly have Super Bowl aspirations?
Because Dak was healthy, he was paid, and they had all these weapons and all added all these incredible, you know, stars on both sides of the ball.
Do you think anybody, before they got good this year, do you think anybody was picking them for the Super Bowl? I think everybody had the Rams, the Bucks, and the Packers. I don't think the Cowboys were really in the mix.
No, I think
they were terrible last year.
No, I'm not saying did you have Super Bowl aspirations. Did they? Yes, I think they did.
I don't think they did until they came out and started killing people this year. Well, this was not. Remember, the defense was historically bad the year before. I think we just do this with the Cowboys. I think we're Cowboysing up the whole thing.
Well, you know what we do pencil in that's real is that they're most likely going to win the NFC East. Now, I know that the NFC East has this way of kind of, you know, having this carousel. But the NFC East, we weren't sure what the Eagles were doing. Washington football team, Ryan Fitzpatrick gets hurt right away, so you know that they're going to be out because they're playing with Taylor Heineke all season. The Giants were one of the worst teams in football and have been for a while. So, you know, you weren't getting a lot of resistance from the division. So you're automatically a playoff team. And once you're automatically a playoff team and a division winner, don't you kind of get put in the conversation?
Well, I don't know the Cowboys, because the Cowboys defense was so bad. No one saw Trevon Diggs and Micah Parsons coming. There's absolutely, Micah Parsons, what, the 13th pick in the draft, that he was going to become a defensive player of the year candidate, that Trevon Diggs was going to get 12 picks. I don't think anyone even knew Trevon Diggs' name. They might have known him as Stephon Diggs' little brother. So the thing with the Cowboys is they're going to win the division next year. And you make it sound so easy to fire a 12-13 win coach. They let Jason Garrett stay on for a decade at 8-8. Why are you? I don't think you always fire a 13 win coach.
Okay, but think about it. You also don't always have someone potentially waiting in the wings. And the reason why Sean Payton and the Cowboys may have never had a time to come together in the past is because Drew Brees was still playing for the Saints. And I don't know if you're Sean Payton, or were you so quick to leave Drew Brees after everything you've been through together and all of that? Like, I could see where the coach obviously felt there was some kind of connection there. Then he stays on for one more year after Drew Brees retires, and now he wants to step away. So, like, the timing may have never been right before. I can see where the timing is right now. If Mike McCarthy doesn't go to the Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys next year and you have Sean Payton, I don't think it's a media convention. I think it's a real thing.
So 2 years ago, Sean Payton kind of seemed like he wanted to move on from Drew Brees. He was starting to, like, do the Taysom Hill
experiment. Never easy at the end.
Yeah, he should have taken the job instead of Mike McCarthy if he wanted it so bad. I don't know how that would have worked contract-wise. It could have been a problem.
Under contract now, technically, until, like, 2025 or whatever.
He does know Jerry Jones. Do you think part of him is a little bit afraid of that situation? Because it is an intense situation, especially for a guy who's going to want to make a lot of picks. He's going to want to be in total control.
Well, the picks haven't really been the problem for Dallas lately. They've drafted well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That really hasn't been it. I think that the one thing the Cowboys kind of messed up, if you could say, was the Dak contract. They ended up paying way more, you know, because they were franchise tagging him year after year as opposed to getting that contract done. Remember, it was like Jerry wanted 5 years and Dak wanted four or whatever. I can't remember the details, but that one got pretty much foobarred. Everything else, I think, is kind of humming along here for the Cowboys. That's why they see themselves as having the players to actually win a Super Bowl.
But this is Cowboys players like DeMarcus Lawrence. I'm going to say Micah Parsons. Go around Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith. Mm-hmm. They're where Ezekiel Elliott. We overrate
Paying Ezekiel Elliott and paying any running back that is not smart.
Because America made them into gigantic stars because they're Dallas Cowboys. Not gigantic, but at least stars.
Like, well, Zeke Elliott was a big star coming out of Ohio State.
But, okay, DeMarcus Lawrence is a great example.
Right.
All of a sudden, DeMarcus Lawrence is this big star. And I'm sorry, I don't think if he was playing in Jacksonville, we ever would have even noticed him.
No, well, it's also he was, like, incredibly good against the New York Giants. Like, he was sacking Eli Manning at a rate that was that seemed unfair. So you're doing this with big, on a big stage
right.
in theory.
But do you think we would view the Dallas Cowboys differently if they weren't the lead topic for every time on the Skip and Shannon show and on the Stephen A. Smith show? They're the lead every day. That has to affect the way they're covered and the way the entire NFL is covered.
Well, listen, we can have a conversation about whether or not they deserve to be America's team still and whether or not they're just like holding on to glory from the 90s or whatever. We can have that conversation. Did the Dallas Cowboys get overcovered? Okay, that's fine. We can have it. But this conversation, I feel like, is legit. This one, I don't think, and this one, I mean, the Sean Payton rumors, that to me is not the overhype because, I don't know, we first came on the air now about 3 weeks ago. I made a pitch. I thought Sean Payton should be the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and the Dolphins should trade for Sean Payton because if anybody could fix Tua, it would be Sean Payton. He's been linked to the New York Giants because he coached there. He's been linked. You could probably find a way to link him to any team you wanted to, but the Cowboys, there's a real relationship just like there was in New York. So I think this one is not, this isn't us getting, us being the media. This is us getting excited. This is, Sean Payton could have been the apple of the eye of Jerry Jones for all these years. And with Mike McCarthy on uneven ground, I would say shaky ground.
To us.
To us.
No one ever, Jerry Jones has never said anything bad about Mike McCarthy. And by the way.
Never said anything bad about Jason Garrett. Meanwhile, they were interviewing Mike McCarthy while Jason Garrett was still under contract. That was so ridiculous.
How many rings does Sean Payton have?
One.
How many does Mike McCarthy have?
One.
I don't think, and what if Mike McCarthy wins 13 or 14 games next year? You sure they're going to fire him? Why all of a sudden is this a situation? They haven't been to the Super Bowl since 1996, and now it's Super Bowl or bust, or the coach get fired? That is what I call the Cowboysification of everything. It's insane that somebody put that pressure on a franchise.
The Cowboys effect, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's really the Jerry effect.
No. They were America's team long before Jerry.
No, I'm saying now because Jerry's relationship. It's all about Jerry's relationship with whoever.
But you will admit producers are eager to get Dallas Cowboys into the rundown. And I think we're doing it right now.
Well, if you want to get meta about it, sure. But I think this one is real. Like I do. I don't think this wasn't an easy sell on who, you know, could Sean Payton be waiting in the wings for the Cowboys.
He was still up on the podium. And Todd Archer of ESPN wrote a tweet. The big Cowboys reporter said that they should basically either fire McCarthy today or do something like they get it because of this Sean Payton. The guy was on the podium saying, I'm burned out. And nobody took him seriously.
Well,
nobody cared.
In defense of Todd Archer, he was on the podium for half a day.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
he was burned out because he was talking to the media way too long.
The way that we had talked to Jay Glazer about the situation 2 days ago was that Sean Payton was changing his mind almost minute to minute. He could have changed his mind in the course of that press conference. That's how long it was.
Likes to talk, so there you go. Straight to TV, and he could work on TV. And if he works on TV, he's not going to want to leave that. That's a nice lifestyle compared to coaching all day.
What do you think could he take out Breeze and just kind of come right in?
Oh, no, they'll find a spot for him. I think
there's 100 people on pregame shows. So.
No, I think he would. Yeah, I was thinking games like Fox B team, like whatever John Lynch used to do. You'd think he'd be a talking head.
I think he'd probably do either.
I don't think he'd be as interesting as a talking head. Is he one who really will throw out hot takes?
I don't know. The last couple of times I thought a coach was going to be really good on games, it didn't work out. Bruce Arians was not good on games.
Yeah. John Fox, no one thought was going to be good on games, and he was not good on games.
So that's what everyone got right.
Actually, come to think of it, our coaches, Gruden was just a screwball.
Well, John Madden is the...
John Madden and John Gruden, but there haven't been a lot of other... Can you imagine, like, Andy Reid doing games would be painfully boring.
Let's not make that happen. No, he's got an AFC championship game that he's got to get set for. Yeah. Of course, the Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to get into that when Jim Nance joins us later on in the hour. Hey, if you want to get in touch with the show, so easy. You can find us on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl, P-E-R-L, at Andrew Perloff, at Maggie Gray.
Yeah, and you can call us, by the way. And there's a call coming in that we're going to get to next segment that is speaking my language. Do we overrate Cowboys? Call us 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That's the question I'm asking right now.
Are you going to run your own personal poll on your own Twitter feed with that question and not be a part of the show Twitter poll because you want to skew the results like yesterday?
Yeah, that was petty, and I'm proud of it. And I would do it again, and I will do it again today.
Good for you. Good for you. This is what you get when Angry Perloff makes an appearance. He's fed up. Later on, we're also going to talk about one team that may have taken themselves out of the running for a big-time quarterback this offseason. The very latest news from the NFL comes your way next, along with your phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. It's Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and SiriusXM Channel 158.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are Maggie and Perloff. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Every score change during the Super Bowl 56, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. We're doing that thing, Maggie, where I say everyone talks about the Dallas Cowboys too much, and we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
Congrats.
I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah, the good
irony,
for you.
The irony of this. How dare you talk about the Dallas Cowboys? So let's talk about their offensive line.
You were very incensed. You came in this morning. You were out of sorts. Well, this also frustrated, disheveled. You were just like kind of agitated.
This also has something to do with you. So Sean Payton makes a Ted Lasso reference where he gives cookies to his female owner, woman owner. I don't know. What.
Gail Benson.
And it's a feel-good moment, just like Ted Lasso is a feel-good show. And you are just so cynical that you can't even like... You can't believe the goodness in the human heart between an NFL coach and an owner. You don't even care. You're just like, Ted Lasso stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, not exactly A for originality, if you're going to be honest.
Oh, my God. It was so nice.
Ripped off the other show. Listen, it was his step away press conference, not mine. I would have chosen to do mine a little bit differently, which is bleep you. You're cool. Who's coming with?
Well, he did sort of call out Eli Apple, which was hysterical, by the way.
Yeah, that was good.
But, so if you were going to quote a show, it wouldn't be Ted Lasso. It would be like Breaking Bad or something.
Probably something like that. I am the one who knocks, everyone. That's what I would say. 855-212-4, CBS 855-212-4227. Speaking of which, got a Machiavellian Maggie coming for you later on. And non sequitur, CBS's Jim Nantz will also be joining us. Those two have nothing to do with each other. Let's go to George. He's in California. George, do you think that Sean Payton's going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys at some point?
Yeah, probably, unless somebody steps up with an offer that he just can't refuse and pays him an obscene amount of money. But anyway, I was calling for something kind of different, if that's okay.
What do you got?
Well, it's kind of, again, I hate to make it all about the Cowboys, but if you talk about overrating, I think Dak is just flat out overrated. Number one, he was a fourth round pick, which tells you that from a talent standpoint, he wasn't on everybody's radar. As far as he stepped into a situation when Romo got hurt, and he did okay, and he kind of fit the suit, so to speak, and did well. And then when it came time to pay him, they had to pay him like he was an elite quarterback, even though he's not. And so he's eaten up a big part of the salary cap. He's not the elite level of guy that's going to take you to the Super Bowl. I just think we've been sort of snowed into thinking that he's something he's not, and you know, the results speak for themselves.
Fourth round pick, I mean, I can think of another quarterback who was drafted in the sixth round who ended up being pretty good. I don't think your draft round shows your talent level. Like Aaron Donald was the 13th pick in the draft, and he's the best player to come in the league in 10 years. So I can't hold that against him. Dak Prescott he's pretty elite this year. I'm looking at his stats. 4,500 yards, 37 touchdowns, 10 picks. He's a very good quarterback. His bigger problem has been health. I mean, I don't think he's really overrated, although he doesn't have the big win on his resume yet.
Well, I also want to go back to that rookie year because I don't know if we were being snowed. I think that Dak Prescott stepped in for an injured Tony Romo and they went to the playoffs. They lost a game to the Green Bay Packers 34-31.
Yeah, catch. That's a Dez catch game.
The Dez catch game where he throws three touchdowns. Yeah, threw a pick also. But that was, you know, felt like the beginning of something. You know, Dak sent Romo into retirement along with Romo's back, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then they end up going to the playoffs again. Obviously, they beat the Seahawks. They end up losing to the Rams in a really tight game also. And then, obviously, this was not his best showing against the San Francisco 49ers. And I put a lot of the blame on Dak for how poorly that went in the final play and the fact that they had 7 points through three quarters and they're supposed to be, you know, a very good offense. I still think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott, though.
I agree, but who cares about the final play? They weren't going to hit the pass anyway. They had a 2% chance of hitting the next
play. I know, but at least you wanted the option. You know, you wanted to see whether or not they were going to complete the comeback.
Right, right. But I don't think like the fact that they fell way behind to the Niners is a bigger problem. The fact that they didn't have the right position for their Hail Mary. It's a great question. Can Dak Prescott win a Super Bowl?
Do you feel better about him winning it with McCarthy or Peyton? See, that's the thing, too. And I know that McCarthy is also this offensive guy. He's got the offensive guru cut type of thing, which I think got a little debunked by a combination of Aaron Rodgers and maybe McCarthy himself, you know, still with game management stuff, still with whether or not, you know, the team is buttoned up. Mike Lombardi's going to join us later on in the show. I remember after they lost to the 49ers in the wild card round, he asked a question on his podcast, which was like, does this team practice? You know, they didn't look like they had all of their T's crossed and I's dotted, you know, not to use a cliche, but that's a question I have. You know, Sean Payton, who is making chicken salad out of you-know-what this year, where it was a really difficult season for them, and he's been without his best wide receiver now going on two seasons. So, I don't know. I mean, Payton was a quarterback's coach. Maybe, I know McCarthy was also. I think I have more faith in Peyton than I do McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. But also, Kellen Moore has got to be in this mix, too, because there's all those reports they don't want to let him out of the building, much like
Jerry. Has he had an interview lately?
He hasn't. Well, I think there was a report today saying that he won't leave the Cowboys, that he's not taking interviews. All right, I got to get that report right. Maybe we could ask Mike. There's definitely a report that Kellen Moore is not doing any more interviews. So Jerry Jones was upset because he let Sean Payton out of the building. Maybe he has the same feeling towards Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore was hot about 4 weeks ago. He was... What's the expression from Zula? He was Hansel hot. He was everybody's next coach. So maybe that's the next direction.
How about Barry? He's in Florida. What's up, Barry? How are you, sir?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great.
You were talking about the Cowboys. You mentioned them as America's team. Do you know how that came about?
Something from the 70s? 60s?
Yeah, absolutely from the 70s. I work for a Cleveland Browns website called dogsbynature.com. It's part of SB Nation, and I'm a staff writer there, but I'm also an NFL historian. The story, and I'll condense this, the story of how they became known as America's team was 1977, they went to the Super Bowl. 1978, all the film crews from NFL Films would go back to their headquarters and say, you know, I just did the Cowboys-Vikings game, and there was just as many Cowboy fans in Minneapolis as there was Viking fans, and that happened in Kansas City and so on and so on. So at the end of the year, a writer for NFL Films named Mike Ryan, they do a highlight video every year, NFL Films does for every team, and he wrote into the beginning of the intro to the Cowboys highlight video that their roster is a galaxy of stars. They are the Notre Dame of professional football. They are the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Ah,
there you go.
Barry, thank you. Interesting.
Yeah, I also am a NFL historian.
I was waiting for you to chime in there.
I was actually at NFL Films, and I believe Mike Ryan was there when I was at a freelance gig there. My favorite part, I told you, every team highlight, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were 2-14, but there is nothing but bright sunshine on the horizon as their second-year tight end takes up poised to take the next step. Remember how they used to put a pot? You're too young. You probably don't remember this.
I don't remember.
We used to have, in Philadelphia, they would take us out of school in fourth grade to go watch a 45-minute Eagles highlight.
Oh, my goodness. That's like propaganda.
Yeah, and of course, because NFL Films is from Philadelphia, but you didn't do that for the Bills growing
up? No, they didn't pull us out of school to watch highlights of the team.
And then, you know, Dan and I wrote a letter. Dan did credit me. We wrote a letter to the Hall of Fame saying that John Facenda should be in the Hall of Fame. And this year they put John Facenda in the Hall of Fame and credited Dan.
Wow.
Although they should also credit me.
And how many years ago did you guys write that letter?
This year.
Oh, this year. Wow.
Yeah, John Facenda just got in. We brought it up to the head of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's somebody, it's like the media contributor. So it was like Joe Buck 2 years ago. But John Facenda is the guy with the deep voice.
Of course.
Yeah. You do good voices. Can you do a
you
job?
You hear that, Barry?
Yeah.
Perloff just one-upped you.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what
I
one-up sounds like.
I topped you.
You came in, you're just like, yeah, Barry, with your story. Cool. America's team. Heard it a million times. Have you heard my John Facenda story? Ha-ha.
Yeah. Also, I thought he was going to then explain why there's a hole in the roof. Have you ever heard that story? So God can watch the Cowboys.
Yeah.
How's your Facenda voice? Can you do a deep? I mean, we were out late last night.
Yes,
so
we were.
I was wondering if there was a gravelly voice.
No, next day Maggie.
Next day.
No, morning after Maggie. I don't have a different voice. This is it. This is morning, noon, and night. It's especially fun, you know, when I'm trying to put my kid to bed. I'm just like, good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Yeah.
We haven't talked about our celebrity bet from last night. It's a half hour in.
Uh-huh.
We're hobnobbing with the big names at the Nets game.
And somebody owes me some money.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Let's get to Jim Nantz.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That's how you can call us, get in touch with the show. Coming up next, the man who's been the soundtrack of so many of the huge moments in our lives. That would be Jim Nantz. But first, our good friend has got a CBS Sports update. Here's Rich Ackman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question will come later on in the show. Of course, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweeting at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. That's how you can ask us a question for today. I just love the intro of that song so much. I just had to let it play. I wasn't going to talk over that. No. Jim Nantz is going to join us in just a minute or two. Before we get to Nantz, though, quick update on the very latest that's been happening in the NFL up to this moment. So the New York Giants hired a new general manager, Joe Shane from the Buffalo Bills, who's the right-hand man to Brandon Bean, you know, definitely heavily involved in the draft, which is a place that the Giants have had some issues. So he goes over to New York. A couple interesting things out of that in Shane's press conference. So John Mara spoke and was asked about whether or not it was true. There was at one point a report linking the Giants to Deshaun Watson.
We're not trading for Deshaun Watson. There's so many reasons why we wouldn't do that. I mean, cap-wise, we couldn't afford it. But more importantly, with the allegations that are out there right now, that's just not the right fit for us.
I think that's fair. I think that's the perfect answer, quite frankly, for an owner to have.
Any surprise at all about that? I mean, we've heard Watson Giants, like, thin rumors before.
No, I never really thought that was a possibility, but I think that's the perfect answer, really, is with all the allegations, that would have to get ironed out first, and then they do have a salary cap situation. Another thing John Mara said that was interesting is he said, we have failed Daniel Jones in every way. Now, the Giants have a big decision to make whether or not they want to pick up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones later on this year, a couple months from now. And so whether or not they pick up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones will go a long way in telling us if the Giants could be in on another big-time quarterback, and maybe with those two first-round picks, they could possibly be in the Russell Wilson sweepstakes.
Yeah, that would be exciting, Russell in New York.
All right, let's turn our attention now because Friday, the PGA Tour season on CBS tees off on a special day in time with a fantastic field, including Mickelson, Fowler, Johnson, and defending champion Patrick Reed on the course at the Farmers Insurance Open. Live coverage begins Friday at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, and continues Saturday at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific. The PGA Tour is on CBS, and if we're talking golf and football, then there's no one else we'd rather be talking to than the one and only Jim Nantz.
Yeah, but I don't know if he wants to start out with golf because, you know, the last time I saw Jim, he was losing a closest to the hole contest against me. And I know it scarred you, Jim. Have you been working on your game? Is that inspiration to get better?
Yeah.
That is one of the great mysteries of my life is how you won that closest to the hole contest. But let me just welcome both of you to my car where I've pulled off the side of the road to take this important call. Maggie, huge fan here. McLovin, we go way back. It's very cool being on your show. And, it's great to be with you guys. Maggie, the truth is he was at my house in Pebble Beach, and I have a little golf hole in my backyard.
Yeah, let's hear the story from Jim Nance's point of view because I've heard it from Perloff's point of view 10 times.
He crashed the shot off of my garage door. Yes. Which I was just fortunate it wasn't a little higher. It would have knocked out my daughter's bedroom window. And then it came careening across the driveway, off a retainer wall, and back through a bunker and settled about 2 feet from the hole. And that won the closest to the hole contest. And I am not embellishing this by any measure at all.
Maggie, he had to give me a lesson in the middle of the contest. You actually stood behind me and told me I was gripping it wrong and my stance was wrong. I really appreciate that. But, Jim, listen, maybe we'll get a rematch sometime. Like, you know, we have plenty of time. It was a little like Villanova beating Georgetown. That's how I describe it to my friends.
It was bigger than that, honestly. It was a bigger upset than that. And you're always welcome. So when you get back out of my neck of the woods, come on by.
Oh, I mean, the rubber match has got to happen between Perloff and Jim Nantz, and I've got to be there for this. But, you know, Jim, it's funny. When Perloff tells the story, never told me anything about off the house and then closest to the hole. It was like, oh, I was lining it up. You would have thought I was Tiger Woods out there. That's what you were saying,
Perloff. Well, the trophy's on my bookshelf, so that's all I know.
Oh. Yeah, it's still there. I'm glad to hear that you told me that one time. Now, is there video evidence of that? Were we recording that, Sean?
I don't know. It got lost. Yeah, it was.
It got lost somehow.
Yeah, I think Dan Patrick owns it.
I get people that know the story a little bit, and they'll come up and say, hey, you played golf with Andrew Perloff. And I'm like, dumbfounded. That's not golf.
Yes.
What I saw was not golf.
It was some sort of weird...
You've
played with former presidents, Jim. I'm sure you've played with so many luminaries, yet Andrew Perloff is the game you get asked about the most. And I think, honestly, where the footage is, it's like the end of like Raiders of the Lost Ark, where they're pushing, you know, the Ark of the Covenant into the museum and burying it deep into the museum. That's where the footage is. It will never see the light of day, sir.
I would love for people to see what that actually looked like. So if you can find it, let me know, and you're always, always welcome for a rematch because we've got to settle that score. That's
right.
Sure.
Although I don't know if your wife wants me back, as I recall, but that's a whole different story.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Courtney's listening to this. So what is it? I'm lost there. What did she do?
Well, I was told not to bring it back, but I might have tweeted out in too much detail
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Maggie, you know what he did? He took a picture that gave away our house location.
Oh, yeah, boy. There was a street sign involved, as I recall. Beach. Yeah.
Yeah, she was trying not to have too much traffic coming up the driveway from complete strangers,
Jim, can I tell you?
You gave it away.
Perloff accidentally tweeted out my social security number. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know what's going on with this guy.
Yeah.
Tell me, Maggie, I mean, is that proper protocol? Just go ahead and post a picture of someone's house and their view at Pebble Beach overlooking the golf course where then you can say, oh, okay, this is where the house is. I can actually figure it out from this photo. Should he have asked?
But wait,
Jim, it's a minor miracle you even agreed to do this interview. Are you kidding me? I thought that Perloff would have been persona non grata.
Moving on to Bills Chiefs, you know, there was a football game this Sunday that all of America is talking about. Let's talk about that. Maggie's a Bills fan, Jim, so you kind of broke her heart.
Yeah.
So you know.
Maggie, you know, you walk away from a booth sometimes and you get caught up in a game. You're not rooting for anyone, but there are a few occasions a year, maybe not even that, maybe every couple of years, where you walk away and you feel just a hole in your heart because the effort was so big on one side and you can't believe it wasn't enough to win. So I'm commiserating with you. I get where you are right now. That team, and this will make you feel worse, I think there would, in Buffalo, I think you'd have to say the Bills would, in all likelihood, have won that game. against Cincinnati. I'm not trying to shortchange the Bengals, but they figured out a way to win at Arrowhead, done it, come home. I would have liked Buffalo there. And now you put them in the Super Bowl. Mm. You know that SoFi would have been basically the biggest convention of the Bills Mafia in years. You guys would have owned that stadium. It would have been, I think it would just been like a Bills home game, except it's in Southern California. And that would have been hard to beat there, too. It might have been the difference between winning a Super Bowl and being left out in the divisional round. And I hate to do it. I got to get back to it. I said it on the air that night. I wanted to start this momentum. I wanted to create it. I wanted to throw it out there. There were 50 million people watching. It wasn't lost on me that I could help maybe perhaps dictate some history here. But I did make the point, as I did 3 years ago, when the Chiefs did not get a chance to get a possession in overtime against New England in the AFC title game, I advocated for Kansas City. So this had nothing to do with who you're rooting to win. I don't root. But I went on the air and said, because I knew it would just light a candle to this thing, and it certainly has, that it was just a shame that Josh and the Bills did not get a chance to match it. And I really do believe now, after seeing how many people are talking about it, I think there's going to be change. It doesn't do the Bills any good now, but I think that needs to be modified. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, well, let me just sew up my heart that is just bleeding, you know, all over the table here, Jim. But, you know, it's funny because I was just so frustrated more actually with what the Bills were doing and how they were executing with the 13 seconds left. You know, I think it was a little sour grapes, you know, would have been sour grapes as a Bills fan to just point to the overtime rules and say, oh, that's the reason why. No, they should have had home field advantage, but when you lose, you know, games to the Jacksonville Jaguars 9-6 or in the season, you cost yourself home field advantage. And I love this team, believe me, I do. But I thought what they did with 13 seconds left, you know, was just unconscionable. But, and you brought it up on the air at the moment. You and Romo were all over it. Walk us through, from your vantage point, what that game was like inside 2 minutes and then inside those 13 seconds.
25 points in the last minute and 54 seconds, number one. I mean, 25 points, that doesn't include the touchdown in overtime. So it's up and down, trying to answer back, facing long odds, and both teams did it. A 4th-and-13 touchdown, Josh to Davis, who was sensational, both of them were. And then, of course, Mahomes comes back, 64 yards to Hill. Back and forth we go. I mean, it was insane. And there were two times, not just one time, I think there were two times that the Bills actually thought they had won the game. Even though it was so much time and three timeouts remaining, at 1:54 after the 4th-and-13 touchdown throw, I really think if you looked at their eyes, I think the Bills thought that their defense would figure out a way, and I think they thought they had won the game. It was so intense. Now they're suddenly behind again, and they answer again. It is only 13 seconds left. I can't speak to who got lost in that moment, but you're right. Tony and I, before the kick, said, Tony, they got to put it on the ground here, right? You've got to take some seconds off the clock. He agreed, got even into some great deeper analysis. And the next thing you know, it's just a random, mindless touchback, kick it as far as you can, and must bring them out to the 25-yard line. What you did is, of course, you gave now Mahomes two plays to get Butker in range instead of one play, and that was a big, big deal.
Jim, you and Tony were amazing on that game. And by the way, I want to say a plug for the calling, your wine. I Googled the calling today. Maggie, you got to try this. So I was like, well, I wonder when the most recent time they won an award or mentioned. You made a top 10 list today in Wine Enthusiasts of the best Pinot Noirs in the Russian Valley. Is it just like, do you get accolades all the time for wine as well, by the way? Not to dwell on wine, but.
Could have used a few bottles Sunday night, Jim.
Yeah, I
got to
get some for Maggie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not kidding. After that, I'm sure you could have drowned yourself in a little of the Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. I'm really proud of that Pinot Noir, by the way. It is my personal favorite varietal that we produce. But no, we're now celebrating our 10-year anniversary, and we've had over 40 90-plus point rated wines. That's amazing. We've been rated top 100 wines in the world by Wine Spectator, not this year, but a couple of years ago. That's a massive achievement when 24,000 different varietals and brands are being blind tested, taste tested for that. So I got to tell you, I've been in meetings all day. I just popped out. I haven't even been on my phone. So this little news flash you gave me, Andrew, you're breaking news for me. So thank you for that. That's wonderful to hear.
Back to football, one more question. Joe Burrow, he's already getting Joe Montana, Tom Brady comparisons. Is that unfair to such a young quarterback, or do you see something that's just different about Burrow?
There is something about him. You know, he's got this baby face, and he has, though, an edge to him. And I've been reading stories this week preparing for the game. We had, Tony and I had the game January 2nd between these teams when the Bengals beat the Chiefs on a last-second field goal, McPherson again. So I have great regard for him. And listen, he's a tough kid. I think the Montana-Brady comparisons are getting a little extreme. It starts probably with Montana just because he's named Joe.
Right.
But I did find myself being cautious last week. As much as people wanted to advance the rivalry theory between Josh and Patrick, and it is real in a way. They played in the playoffs two straight years. But to think it's going to be happening constantly when you got Joe Burrow out there, you got Justin Herbert, and I said this on the air, and I've even mentioned guys like Lamar Jackson, or how about Trevor Lawrence? I mean, I really believe somebody's going to figure out, maybe it's Byron Leftwich, that team, you know, he's a gifted player. You didn't see it his rookie year. He didn't have the supporting parts, and the coaching thing blew up on him. But that conference is so loaded, it's going to be difficult for someone to go out and dominate like a Montana or a Brady.
Man.
But it sure is exciting to be the AFC network that has all of these young quarterbacks with talent who are likable people that are part of our package.
Oh, awesome. We can't wait. And can't wait to hear you this weekend on the Farmers Insurance Open as well. And now that Maggie and I are part of CBS, we're going to be bothering you at the Final Four, at Masters.
Wait a minute. Don't bothering.
Bothering.
Can we use a different word? We're going to be politely asking if Jim would like to come back on the show.
And I'm thinking more of a rematch in golf, Jim, if you're ready.
Anytime. Listen, we're all on the same team. I like you both a lot, so it'd be fun to do. I am excited about this weekend. You might not realize this, but I'm calling the golf from Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, we read about it in
it's
the
gonna
truck.
It's going to be a little crazy. It'll be a little crazy. Maybe we'll have a little guest commentary from Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes or Kelsey. Who knows? But I'll be in the catacombs of Arrowhead calling Friday and Saturday night and late afternoon.
Amazing.
Early prime time on the network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.